From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio, celebrating the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight on Red Barn Radio, it's Quite Literally. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner. NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is supported by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us.
Good evening, one and all, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker. This is Red Barn Radio's 18th broadcast season. And guess what? Tonight is Red Barn Radio's 687th live broadcast. How about that? It's cool. This evening, Red Barn Radio presents a five-piece ensemble from Louisville, Kentucky called Quite Literally. Quite Literally is a jazz-inspired folk band that captures the spirit of the past, yet brings forth a fun and really fresh outlook to modern songwriting. Each member of the band brings a special spin on music, and we think will keep your toes tapping. Please welcome Quite Literally to the Red Barn stage.
Garden, if not to run away. repeating what we've seen. And I guess that's why my closest friends can't seem to stay clean. Now I understand that Peter's garden is something we all chase to cover up our biggest fears with borrowed cotton and lace. But how can everyone always seem so sure? Maybe self-doubt's a cancer.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Brad Becker, speaking with, quite literally, here's Brad.
Well, welcome one and all to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker, and this evening our guests are quite literally. They are a really interesting and diverse ensemble from, I guess, Louisville is sort of the base. What's really neat is that you've really broken up the detail in the band in a real even way. It's like each one of you is bringing so much to each song. It's really been great to listen to. Shannon, with you over there on the saxophone.
Shannon Vetter.
You're from Maysville.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And in addition to saxophone?
A little bit of everything. I was a music ed major at University of Louisville.
When you went to University of Louisville to do music, was it to do sort of a jazz emphasis?
It was saxophone emphasis, music education. So I played in jazz and classical. Classical saxophone, you don't hear a lot of it, but we used to rock it pretty hard. Used to be pretty neat.
First time you've ever played in a band with so many acoustic instruments?
No, not at all. Not even the third. Maybe the fourth or the fifth. That's a Kentucky thing, I think. Used to play in this honky-tonk band called Solid Rocket Boosters that had a lineup similar to this. And the Blind Corn Liquor Pickers has a lineup similar to this sometimes when I play with them. And oh, yeah.
Once, dear, I love you. Late at night, I toss and I turn, thinking of your love, the one that I am. Save myself from digging too deep. Damaged goods from a discount store, like a beating heart stuck under the floor. Thank you. of my socks stuck in my shoe. Now I remember days bringing fun, loving on the hillside underneath the sun.
Hey, Derek. We've never met before.
We haven't.
Yeah. And so tell us about you and where you're from.
Derek LaFountain.
Southern Indiana, really close to Louisville. So we still live over there in Henryville. I'm from a town called Scottsburg. And it's like Shannon, been bouncing around the music scene for a few years and played in a couple of different bands, which is where Katie and I met, and then started our own thing to kind of share our own music a little bit.
How long ago did the two of you meet?
A couple years ago, we've been together.
So you play acoustic guitar, you play upright bass.
Mm-hmm. I also play electric bass in a band called the Tunesmiths in Louisville. And I do some mandolin. I used to play mandolin in some bluegrass bands, which is what I was doing when we met. And then I do a little bit of electronic music as well, a project called Digitonic in Louisville. We all kind of have our hands in different... different projects.
Well, that's why this can be so interesting, because yeah, you guys are all...
This is different than everything I've done, and it's great. Everyone in this is so amazing, so it makes it a lot easier on us.
Still tracing you. It won't be long till I stare that old sun down. A thousand blackout nights all alone and oh so blue. It won't be long till I stare that old boy down. Darkness she weeps into dew as we sleep. Doves will mourn through the dawn as the train whistles blow.
Taylor, I don't remember. Do you also play clawhammer and open back banjo?
I don't do any clawhammer. I want to, but it's just I don't own one, and also it just takes too much time.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Shuck.
Too much time to learn something new. I've already played banjo, so
yeah,
don't need to play it again.
I would say you don't strike me as a guy who would be too daunted by learning new things.
I mean, maybe. We'll see one day.
Emily, hi. Have you been on Red Barn Radio before?
No, this is the first time.
I thought so, yeah. Well, great to have you here. Tell us about your training on the violin.
Emily Miller.
I'm from here in Lexington, and I started playing when I was 9, and I have a classical background, which I followed through college, and then after I graduated, I started playing with my friends, and that opened up a whole new chapter for me, and it's been very rewarding and very fun.
Did you actually take some lessons with anyone who showed you sort of fiddling styles? And
Art Mize.
Oh, all right. Mm-hmm. All right. Art's a good friend of ours. Did you do lessons with Art?
Yeah, I did. After I graduated, I moved back here. So I think I needed some work done on my instrument, and so I went to go see him for that, and then found out that he was giving lessons, so I took several lessons from him.
So has this been then fairly new for you to be sort of doing off the music stuff?
It's actually been about 10 years.
Okay. So where did you go to college?
Davidson in North Carolina.
Yeah. All right. You also write songs.
Yes.
Katie said. When did you start actually writing lyrics and thinking about doing your own composition?
I've done writing in the form of journaling and poetry since high school. And so I've had things that were floating around at the back of my head for a long time, but the violin has been my main focus for most of my musical life, and so I didn't start bringing the songs out that I'd had kind of written down in notebooks and places until I started playing with other people, outside of the orchestra context.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and mostly out of Louisville, or?
Mostly out of Lexington. I just moved to Louisville about a year ago. Katie hosts an open mic there in Louisville. Uh-huh. And so I went there to get into the music scene, and that's how I found everyone here. But before that, I was playing here in Lexington in a project called Heirloom Symphony with Jared Hamilton and Thomas Keithley.
Oh, all right.
And also projects before that. I guess it had been about 3 years before I played with them.
Why did you leave such a great town like Lexington to go to Louisville?
I got a job in Louisville.
Yeah, what do you do?
I work at Studio Works. It's an art studio for adults of all mental and intellectual abilities. We find opportunities for them to engage the community and help them foster skills as artists. So,
very neat.
You see what you want to see. Parts that highlight your tattered curtain close, be sure to hide the rest. Drown sadness in glitter, serve to warm my heart. Cause there's a darkness seeping deep inside your prettiest parts. Why can't you see?
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Quite Literally, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Quite Literally after this break. This is Red Barn Radio. Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Quite Literally, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Harder than it seems.
your face so long. Sometimes the best things in life are the things that we never should have done. Sunrise, why is your face so long? Sometimes the shadows we love, we wish we never would have known.
Thank you. I say to you lately? Way that I'm feeling the same, so right off my tail. I'm so blown away by the way that you love me, baby. Oh, how I wish I'd have met you when I was young. Oh, I've been helping and content on being alone. Living this crumbling life all on my own. I never thought I'd be the one. Destined to live out this life that I have sown.
In Wexburg, Kentucky, which is a very small town in southeast Kentucky.
Katie did it.
My grandfather played banjo. I was normally around a whole lot of musicians, mostly always string musicians. I wasn't around a whole lot of different music there, but I was really lucky in the fact that Wexburg has a very, very thick art community, whether that be visual or music. I was very lucky to grow up there.
Did you feel like a part of that, like you were tying into that?
I did, yeah.
Community as early as your teen years?
I did, absolutely. There is something called the Apple Shop that's in Wexburg, Kentucky. And I feel like a lot of people that are involved with that try to center themselves around art in one way or another. I met a lot of great friends back home that I still have there. It really helped shape who I am and what I decided to do with my life later on. After I graduated from high school, I went to school in Virginia. I studied old-time music there at Mountain Empire.
Was that the first time that you ever performed about that time when you went to school?
Yeah, I had dabbled slightly in it because I was in theater in high school. So I had sang and performed in front of people a whole lot. So I was already comfortable with it. And then I wanted to stay on stage. What better way to do that to combine that with my heritage?
Thank you. feel. Cutting pieces of time, days start to unwind, cast away as the faces wash out. Whistle and love them as you silently judge them. Make excuses as you fasten your belt. Maybe I had no business trying to kiss your mouth, but you can't pretend you weren't a part of it, cause I felt your hand go south. Say you're too busy to see me, working overtime and such. Well, she must be one badass gal if she's got you working so much. I don't have to call you tomorrow. I don't have to call you next week. I don't have to call you ever at all. I still go fishing in the deep. Cut the fat from my life. I'm done wasting time dancing with your bright red hands. Over and over, you just want me to come over. Set the table so that you can pretend. Over and over, you just want me to come over, feel me closer, maybe never again.
There's that one at Mountain Empire, and then there's also one at ETSU.
Yeah.
They're very close together. ETSU's has been running longer, and then also UVIY's now has a bluegrass branch. And so UVIY's has bluegrass, Mountain Empire has the old time, and then ETSU also has bluegrass as well. Mm. So that three little tri right there is full of music and young kids learning from each other and doing open jams and open mics and stuff. I was really fortunate to be able to go over there.
Tell folks about some of the things that you did after you did the traditional music program at the college there.
After I did that for a while, I spent teaching. I was also the program manager at a place called Pro Art, and that's in Virginia. It's a nonprofit. It brings in art, music, ballet, plays, everything to a community that otherwise wouldn't have it. I was also a part of a program called Wise Jams, and JAMS stands for Junior Appalachian Musicians. Helen White was actually the founder of that. She passed away earlier in the year, but she was a really great woman. I was really lucky to work there, so I ended up teaching guitar and teaching banjo to beginners and upright bass to beginners, young kids that I still have relationships with today. So it was really great experience for me. It was all grant-based, and what we did, because a lot of the kids in that area could not afford to buy their own instruments, we would do sponsorships, we would do scholarships, we would do grant writing, and we would have donors throughout the community. And so what that meant was that every semester a young kid could have either a violin, a banjo, or a guitar, or an upright bass, even though those were limited. They could have it for $25 a semester, and they could take it home, they could practice with it, and they could come back, and every day after school we would work with them for 2 hours. And we could also pay the teachers through that grant money as well.
Empty beer can on the side of the road, cigarette pack in a one-eyed toe, windshield glass mixed with DNA. Really shouldn't drive when you feel that way. And it's a long way back to Indiana with a monkey on your back. Gotta get back to my pretty little lady in the tiny little one-room shack. Sided like a stereo wire, over a smudge on a concert fly. High octane with the juice to run. Proud mama wonders when the baby's coming home. You're a long way from Kentucky,
and it's easy not to forget them. Gotta get back to my pretty little lady in a little round leather hat. Bracelets can't get away. Sky full of ashes of a summer day. Contraband cargo with an honest smile. Looks like I'm gonna have to stay for a while. And it's a long drive to Kansas when they frown upon your load. Not gonna get to see my baby again until I'm mean, sad, and gray and old. Not gonna get to see my baby again until I'm eating sad and gray hand. Oh.
Are there opportunities that you're aware of for people to come and spend time in Eastern Kentucky and really become sort of acquainted with what's there?
There absolutely is. There's actually two options if you wanted to embrace yourself in it. Mountain Empire, they have the Mountain Music School, and that's it. It's once a week during the summer. It's the last week of July, and all ages are welcome. They teach all classes of string instruments from beginner to master. They have it every year. It's been very successful. Also, there's the Cowan Creek Music School, and that's held at Cowan Creek, which is very close to Wikesburg, where I grew up. It's the same thing. They have a week-long program where you can learn any string instruments under these amazing teachers who have really engulfed in the culture there.
What about those kids who wanted to take it further, those kids who got really good? Did you provide an opportunity for them to do something beyond that?
We did. Wise Jams only credited for kids that were in middle school, but if kids wanted to further their education and learning that type of music and learning it that way, which is a little different than just your regular music theory classes, I would say, that you have in school. It's a little bit of different learning. We do a lot of tablature. It's a lot of storytelling. Mm. It's a lot of the history of where that music comes from. But we actually created a separate thing called a string band class, where these kids could take all the tools that they learned and then put them together under more advanced teachers and kind of create a band to see what it's like to be in a band, because learning music and being a musician is one thing, but working with others is a whole other part of being a musician that I feel like is important. So we started the Country Cabin String Band for these kids that were getting farther advanced and that wanted to continue, and it worked out really great. As far as I know, all of the kids that moved on to the Country Cabin String Band are still playing music to this day.
Birthdays aren't fun anymore. Roses all smell sour. So I sit and watch the candle burn as the minutes become hours. Codeine and a little bit of nicotine helps me forget your memory. Now you're just a buzz in my head like a bonnet full of bees. But darling, it's not the way it goes. You can plant a seed and only hope it grows. I don't mind, we can share the wheat and wine. You promise to be mine. That it gets better. Box wine is for crying time. I
push it all away. Let it go, let it be, at least that's what they say. But darling, it's not the way it goes. You can plant a seed and only hope it grows. I don't mind, we can share the wheat and wine. You promised to be mine.
We would like to thank Quite Literally for being with us this evening. We also thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week. We give a very special thanks to Nick Lazaroff for his production photography, and thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook and YouTube Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. It's your chance to hear more great live Kentucky music from Red Barn Radio and WEKU. And we also want to thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this region and then share it with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available at eventbrite.com Lexington. Hey, I wonder if you guys could play one more tune for us before we say goodnight. All right, they're saying yes. Let's welcome them back, Quite Literally, here to the Red Barn stage.
Freight train, run so fast. Please. Don't tell them what train I'm on. They won't know which route that I've gone.
Redbarn Radio would like to thank Katie, Derek, Emily, Taylor, and Shannon for being with us tonight. Thanks to WEKU, Redbarn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Thanks also to Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment online at accuprint.us. Support for Red Barn Radio also comes from LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. And Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. The music for this episode was mixed by Adam Schettinger. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. WookoutAmerica.com. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. Performance times and dates are at redbarnradio.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.